And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
All right, we're good. Right.
We're fucking back.
Just
baby.
Got the Jordan thumb of approval.
We're in, baby. Welcome back to the Mug Off. It's another red hot episode. We got the big man back. We got Jerry back. Yeah, Yaz, you got Duggan, and we got a first time guest. Isn't this exciting?
I'm so excited.
This is fucking. I'm
it's
feeling
awesome.
fucking pumped.
Showed this up is in the most hectic Pantera t-shirt, which
thank
I
you.
Appreciate very much.
Eden McGovern, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a bit stunning.
Jerry's had to get in the Pantera.
Oh yeah, that's all right.
Duggan was done.
He's a little rusty. Don't blame him.
Yeah,
rusty.
Yeah.
It sounded like you pressed play on your chest for that intro. You're like, here we go, and this is that. I'm just goofing.
Hey, welcome back, brother. Good to have you in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, take another month off
the seamless chemistry that we have.
Tensions feel.
Thank you so much for coming
high.
In, Eden. How are you? You're not at the Taylor Swift concert tonight?
No, I'm not.
Not a big Swiftie?
No. I didn't. Did someone say that the lightning, they're evacuating them?
Someone just said that outside
the
studio.
My God.
Yeah. They're all coming here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Can you believe that?
Didn't these people pay like thousands of dollars for tickets?
Yeah.
And they've been like queuing up there for days.
300
outside.
To stand behind a column.
Yeah.
And just hear it.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Echoes ooh. Behind the column.
I saw. Oh, no, you go. No, you just jump in here.
No,
please.
I saw in Melbourne, I just assumed it'd be a huge arena, and I guess they'd be like sectioned off, like, you know, like standing room. There's not. It was like all seated.
Really?
The entire thing.
Seated?
Isn't seated.
It's like 3 hours, though, right? Like.
Yeah, but so like festival shows.
Absolutely.
I mean, I get that a lot of them are 5 years old, but like, you know, that's when you'd get a kid a seat.
Is that because you can get more people in there? I thought you get more people in standing.
Yeah.
For sure. I think it's so giant that they're like, you will all be crushed into a big smoothie.
Big day out style.
Yeah.
It might be before your time.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've heard of it. I know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Big day out was a concert
that a lot of the popular bands of the time used to go to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a funny Eden story.
Oh, yeah?
I was shitting on her once for being young at a gig. I was like, oh, you fucking kids, you're all retarded. You don't fucking know anything. I go, I think Nirvana was playing on the jukebox or something. It's like, you probably wouldn't even know who this fucking band is. And she's got Nevermind tattooed on her wrist in huge letters. There it is. Boy, was my face red.
That's the only reason I got the tattoo. I still don't know the band. I
You saw it on a logo at JJ's.
Yeah.
What do you want tattooed in your arm? Ah, never mind.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I just got it so I could pretend I knew the band. Yeah. When people like Jerry like to question me.
Yeah, you got me. I'm down 1-0. I'll take it. Do you guys want to hear a joke? I heard a really funny joke.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a Neil Hamburger joke.
Okay.
Very funny, but you ready? It's, what do you get when you cross Elton John with a saber-toothed tiger?
What do you get?
I don't know, but you better watch your ass around it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
It's not bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, all right.
It got me, I was just driving around. I had to pull over from laughter. I was like, oh, fuck, that's so good.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, I liked it. Check out Neil Hamburger if you get a chance.
Sure. Sure.
Plug for the hand.
Man. Yeah, I haven't heard a good joke in a while.
I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm in the office
yeah,
building.
Just then, you did.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, that was good. That's off a really funny album of him just bombing at Madison Square Garden for 30 minutes, opening for Tenacious D.
Yeah.
He keeps saying he's going to bring him out and then just doesn't.
That's awesome. Opening doing comedy before a band sounds like the most insane shit.
Like awful, right?
The boos are just like deafening, like, get out. People are screaming like, God, you fucking idiot. Man.
I think comedy in Brisbane started like guys doing sets in between strippers.
I believe that.
At strippers. No, that is real. That's how a lot of these guys started doing Dawn sets in between cinnamon and fucking candy.
Jesus Christ.
They all have very sweet names.
They do.
And then Mrs. Bronco comes out and it's like, all right, time to go.
What would be your
wash, man?
What would you be your stripper name?
Cameron Duggan.
Cameron Duggan.
No way there.
Not classy Cameron Duggan.
Nah, I'm always Cameron Duggan, baby.
He's got nothing to hide. It's Cameron Duggan, his address, his license number,
Your next stripper is Cameron Duggan and he shows full hole.
Full hole is a good stripper.
Yeah, you can see it behind all that hair. Enjoy yourself, girls.
Yeah, you want it to be named after like a European car, I think is a good one. To
like. Oh, like a Porsche or...
Yeah, Porsche, Mercedes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's a good...
That's a classic.
Skoda.
Skoda. Yeah, yeah.
State.
Skoda.
She sounds so fat.
Skoda, the other strip club. This guy sucks. I've actually just come back from a gig.
At 4:30 p.m. no doubt.
4:30 p.m.
Getting the reps in.
I was told that it was going to be at an Airbnb on a rooftop.
Yeah.
On a 38-degree day.
Oh, 40 degrees. I'm at home and I'm like, fuck, should I wear sunglasses to this fucking gig? Like, I'm just going to be like Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah.
Decided not to just because it's unprofessional. Still wore shorts anyway.
Yeah.
Rocked up and it was actually quite good.
Was this a corporate or a birthday party or?
It was like for an office thing, like Friday drinks. Yeah.
Opening act?
Nah, I went last.
Band before, music before you?
Nah.
General manager of the company?
Chloe Madryn and then Jen Carnevale was on before me.
Oh, let's see, you had opening acts or whatever.
Well, I didn't have the opening acts. It was a show.
Oh, everyone's doing the
Airbnb. Yeah.
I think it's to get everyone out of the Airbnb.
And Sam Bowden. It wasn't an Airbnb. It was at the work office.
Okay, sure.
It was like in Erskineville, right by where Taunton used to live.
Oh, yeah, I know that place.
Yeah.
Open-air comedy is always a weird one.
It was all inside. There was no rooftop. Oh. None of this was real. It was like they blacked out the curtains.
None of this was real. I'm lying. I didn't know. Yeah.
It was sick. I had the best time. Got some pizza for free.
Nice. Cool.
Sick.
Pocket any? Or just ate your fill?
I went there without foil in my pocket still.
Fuck yeah. Ziploc bag.
Oh. Yeah, I went there with my menu log bag.
Just chuck it in.
I brought 8 pizzas outside if you guys are hungry.
What was the company?
It's like a creative agency, I think.
Yeah. And they were like, did you do any crowd work or to get to know all these people?
A little bit, got some stuff through, got some laughs.
Yeah.
No, there's a bomb.
Tanked it right at the end.
Oh,
yeah. Beautiful stuff.
You want to end real bad with these things.
Classic dog.
Nixon your way out there. Yeah.
Tanked it right at
Can
the
I
end.
Can I ask how much time?
I did 19 minutes.
Sick. And can I ask how much money?
$150.
It's for a corporate, too bad, yeah. Though.
It was a fun time. Got some free pizza.
Nice.
Had a couple of beers. Jen Carnevale said as she walked in, she arrived there and she immediately kicked over people's drinks. And she's like, oh, I don't want to do this
kick. Yeah, you're in trouble for Jen.
Just smashed some glasses as she walked in.
Wolfed in there.
God
while
damn.
The sun's still up.
Do you ever take things from corporate events?
Geeks? Nah. I don't, believe it or not, I don't get booked for a lot of corporate gigs.
Speaking of taking things, I got a little story for the council.
Oh, yeah.
So my wife had a bubba last week. So
congratulations.
Congratulations.
And because of like the area I was in, there's no public hospital, but they built like a private hospital, but they haven't opened the public side of it. So it was weird. It was like a weird loophole where I got to go to like a private hospital, like which is like crazy nice room and TV and all that shit.
Yeah, like Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Like it was kind of nice, but it was pretty funny because there's a few other people in that situation. So there was like some lady with pearls and then like the next room is like a guy in a Fox Team racing jacket.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, giving birth to Pierre and Jaden and like they're right next to each other. So, but then they had like a weird kind of kitchenette area with like a fridge and stuff, and it was like
for the doctors. I don't think you're supposed to be in there.
I think I was allowed to be in. I think I was allowed to be in there. So they're like private patients get all this nice food and shit, and then the public patients get like shit, like stuff
party pies.
Yeah, like literally worse, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you need to take care of your health.
Yeah.
He is solid soup.
Yeah, a lot of pineapple.
You got a microwave in there?
Yeah. A lot of variations of pineapple. They're like pineapple juice, pineapple jelly, like shit that no one would ever in their right mind go near.
Yeah, like a fruit cup or something. It's always a fruit cup.
Like the pineapple juice fruit cup is like, fuck that. But then there was this like common room fridge where they had like all these snacks and milk and shit, you can make cheese toasties and stuff.
Cool.
And there was like all these shelves of like normal food, and then there was like one shelf that was like private patients only, do not touch, and it's like acai bowls and like all this hectic shit.
Did you grab that shit?
I was in there, I got in there pretty quick and was tucking into an acai bowl and stuff, and then having a little pig out in there on the company dime. It was quite nice.
Also, it's supposed to be for the patients, huh? Not the fellas in the Fox racing jacket just hanging out.
No, I reckon, he would have been in the Fox team racing would have been in there as well, I reckon.
Yeah.
Have you tried one of these acai bowls?
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good. Fucking ripper.
Yeah, it was good. Good feeding there. So shout out to that lady whose lunch I was eating. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Enjoy the pineapple fucking fritter.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I have noticed every photo that I've seen. First of all, cute baby.
Thank you.
Doesn't look, you know how babies sometimes look.
Like Jerry.
God, that is new.
You got all Monica's DNA, thank Christ.
Yeah, it does. It does, however, like the first photo you sent me into why, like we were rescheduling this, so, so cute. And then all the photos I've seen, I have noticed it does look like you gave birth to this baby. It's all like you. It's all like mum and bub both doing well.
I love him. I walk around with him strapped to me like all the time. So I take him out and like we just cruise around.
That's awesome.
DIY and stuff. Yeah, it's good fun. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. It's hard, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I seem a bit off, I get like 2 hours sleeping at woken up. So I feel mental.
Yeah.
So if I'm jumping down your throat, I apologize. But I feel like I've all my ends of my wires are frayed and I'm just like, this. So yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're allowed out of the house. Like,
yeah, I just wanted to, you know, come here, check in that you guys have been thrown out of this fucking network.
We're trying.
No, I wanted to get out. It's good to kind of get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And moderation.
Yeah, I watched the baby when she goes out for like a walk or chilling with Fran or something. So, yeah, this is my happy place.
Yeah, nice. Awesome.
I was like, oh, I got to get in there. I heard a Neil Hamburger joke. This guy's got to
hear. It's not going to travel well in the group chat.
No, it's all about the
delivery. Working on this impression all day.
All about the delivery. it was a good time.
Cool.
I've been enjoying it. Have you ever had a baby?
Me?
Yeah.
Not. No, I've looked after a lot of babies.
Really?
Yeah. When I was 6, my sister had a baby. She was like 20. And so like that was good. I like sort of helped raise that baby. And then my sister had another one when I was 12 and I sort of like lived with them. And then I like nannied for babies. So
really?
I raised a baby with his parents, but from when he was like 5 months old and then until he was like 2, and then I raised another baby from when she was 7 months old. So, yeah, I've been around.
You've been raising babies.
Yeah.
Congrats.
I love babies.
Yeah, they are good.
I love babies.
Like a live-in situation? Like they were like an au pair or something? Like
no, they did want that. And I would have with the baby, but I was like, you guys have got to go. You guys cannot be here, by the way.
You just want to take the baby.
No. Yeah.
And you're still a baby.
Yes, famously.
Yeah.
No, I like them. They're good. Everyone's like, well, they're gross. And I'm like, yeah, everyone's gross.
Yeah. I mean, the that Morecambe thing was like fucking weird.
Yeah.
The Daniel Morecambe case.
The Daniel Morecambe case. Right. I was reading it to my child. So I was like, you should know about this now. No, they have like the first shit they take.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, this is a crazy segue.
Do you know this?
Of course I know about Daniel Morecambe. I'm just wondering how it fits into caring for babies.
Well,
because famously, no one was taking care of that child.
they were doing the opposite
of taking care of that child.
No.
It was Christmas shop and he got abducted from a bus stop.
Well, you know, let's hear the abductor side of it. We don't know the whole story.
He confessed it in prison.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that what that movie The Stranger is kind of based on?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Is that what you're talking about, Daniel Mork?
No, Morecambe is the...
okay, fuck, all right. Yeah, that's us then. That's on us.
Weirdest interjection.
What were you telling your baby?
Yeah, what's a Morecambe?
A Morecambe is like the first shit the baby ever takes. Oh. And it's like...
Okay.
I have heard it's fucked enough to get its own name.
So not Daniel Morecambe. Why did you let us talk about Daniel Morecambe?
Yeah, Jesus
so
Christ.
I mean, never fucking block the riff, you know? Never ever. Let him hit the back rebound.
Yeah, has anyone seen Morecambe on a hot air balloon flying around the Sunshine Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, didn't they have like a fucking mannequin of him like on the highway that he got abducted on?
Yeah, he was around. Yeah. He was around for a hot minute.
this is probably pretty crook, but imagine if someone come past and stole the mannequin.
Oh, my Lord.
Fuck off, you're allowed to laughing. I stole this kid the other day, turned out to be a fucking mannequin.
I had a mannequin in the back of my car quite recently.
Wearing a red t-shirt.
I was like, who's this?
I mean, you know a lot about the details of this case. It's for someone who claims to have not done it.
Yeah. Dude, it was everywhere in Queensland. This was massive because his parents were so rich.
Oh, really?
So they funded the whole like missing person thing. Like no one ever looks for missing people this much, but the parents were rich. So they had fucking hot air balloons. They paid for his picture on milk cartons and shit like that. Yeah.
They like how they still had like jingle. They went old school with it. They were like, how did we get people to buy Coke? That's right. We had a little jingle.
Yeah.
You know. Cereal boxes when you open it. There's a photo of him. Happy Meals toy. It's him. Dude, it was a little tiny mannequin.
It was like 15 years before someone snitched on him.
Really?
Like his celly snitched on him.
Wow.
That's a crazy thing to bring up in a bunk bed. That's like sleepover behavior to be like...
I'm a lot of prison is that. They're like, guess what?
Yeah,
like after 15 years, you run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, you know, you're like, so what's your favorite color? Yeah. I took the kid, by the way.
What's new with me, I guess?
Well, that's what Luke Heggie told me that because he had a job transcribing police interviews.
Right.
For like some company that would like, I guess it was before you, I don't know. Fucking, you got to transcribe it or something.
Yeah.
Was it for a TV show?
It was, it was like a proper gig. It was like an external company the cops use.
Yeah.
So he would just get the transcripts. Oh, he would get the audio recordings and then transcribe them for court or something.
Yeah.
Weird job, but he's had a lot of them. But he was saying the thing that does everyone in is they blab.
Yeah.
He's like, if you just kill someone and don't mention it, you'll 100% get away with it.
Oh, you got to rely on the cops to prove it?
That's what he said. He goes, they never solve anything. What happens is, I guess it eats you up. And then you're like at the pub and you have 10 beers and, you know, you go fucking on.
You get on the bag and be like, you know what else?
Yeah.
Let's just start a podcast about the time I killed someone.
See this kid on this fucking milk?
Yeah. What about that? At the moment, there's, I don't know how funny this is as a topic, but they're currently.
I knew you were going to bring this up. Is this the cop?
Yeah. They're looking for these this gay couple that they suspect is. Like they've disappeared, and they think they have grave dangers for their safety.
He just turned himself in.
Yeah, they charged him.
They were out there looking for a gay cop, and I was like, "Fucking good luck finding that one."
It is very topical though, because apparently one of the photos that comes up if you look up this cop is he used to be like semi-relevant, like kind of influencery, and it's him and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, really.
He used to be like a celebrity blogger for like a radio station or something. So it's like the signs were there. This guy was a psycho.
The cop was?
The guy who's been charged with the murders.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Turned himself in.
Yeah.
They've been saying his name all over the radio today.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to be, you know, just blending in with the other gay cops.
Where does a gay cop go to relax?
With the other members of the village people.
For sure you go to Cairns.
Yeah, he's sitting there with the Indian, the Native American guy, the construction worker. Yeah. Fellas, I don't know if I can go on tour next year. I'm in big trouble. Chief, help me.
I think you should go west to the Northern Territory.
Yeah, he was like a celebrity blogger, I think. And he was like stalking celebrities.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that he killed was, they used to be on Totally Wild.
No way.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Pour one out for that guy.
Yeah.
He was gay as well, right?
Yeah, like a couple.
I think they were looking for him and
he did have a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, yeah, that could mean anything.
Yeah, Detective Jerry here. I don't know. Is
it? Yeah, I would not solve shit.
These fellas just living like him and his housemate.
Where are these guys' wives? That's what I want to know. Let's solve that mystery before we move on to anything else.
Two of these clean-cut housemates.
Why do these guys have abs? Yeah. Are they not eating enough home-cooked meals from their wives?
You had a mannequin in the car, Eden, you were saying?
Oh, yeah. I had to – I was making a costume. It's, like, insane and crazy, and I – like took on this huge task that I didn't really think through, but I needed to make like basically a cutout sort of shape of a torso, but I needed it to be solid so I could like basically like bolt things onto it. And it's crazy. I'm copying this old like 1992 like the runway piece that's like completely a motorcycle. It's for like Mardi Gras stuff, but it's got like motorcycle like mirrors off the side of it, like handlebars coming out of it, like, so I needed to be able to drill things into it.
I think I recognize it.
I'll show you after. And so I needed something solid, so I couldn't just like buy a corset or anything, and I was like, I know.
So you got to build this on the mannequin.
Yeah, I've
and
done
then
it.
How
do
you get
done.
Into it?
It's it's plastic, so I can like pull it open.
Ooh.
And then I've like bolted like belts onto the side, so I can like
strap it in.
Fucking hell!
Yeah, it's been very involved.
Is the belt kind of like from the, you know, do you kind of click it in somehow? Like
kind of. It's one of those.
Yeah,
and then it's like there's like rings on both sides that have like clamps into the thing. It's not about building it, guys. You're all like, what tools? I bought a Dremel from Bunnings. Okay, it's changed my life.
You're
for
wearing
the better.
It to Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
What does your husband think of this? I mean, this is elaborate.
I mean, I'm using the handlebars off Bryce's like old bike. I think he knows. He's gonna have a hard time getting to work. Cool.
I guess I'm unicycling to work now.
So anyway, I was like, oh, okay, I'll get a mannequin. Facebook Marketplace mannequins, the cheapest one is in like Alexandria.
Yeah, just got to go down a fucking pit inside some guy's house to get it, or...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like...
Called it.
He's like, I'm not there. My housemate will show you where it is.
The housemate's a mannequin.
No, but the housemate goes like, oh, yeah, like very secretive, and he's like, oh, they're in the garage. Just stand outside the garage and I'll open it from the inside. And I was like, yeah, this is all getting really convoluted.
How are you here telling the story?
And then he goes, I know. Well, he opens it. Oh... There's about 100 mannequins. There are so many. Maybe, I don't know, about 100. But the garage is, I'm going to say, 2/3 full.
Yeah.
Of mannequins.
Mannequins lined up.
Yeah.
Like upright, because they're like the ones that are sort of next.
I feel
to
like I've watched a doco on these guys and they collect weird mannequins and they had to get another house.
This is the Grace Brothers, right? Like that's where these mannequins are.
Well, these ones are all the same. They're not collecting different ones. It's all the same, like Stormtrooper mannequins all lined up perfectly. And then he goes, which one do you want? I don't know. Fuck, like
the closest one, dog. I'm not going up the back.
I was like, what do you recommend?
I'll take the one within reach so you don't push me down into
anything. As long as I can stay in front of the CCTV.
Whatever one isn't bewitched, like, fuck.
Yeah.
Can I hear Good White Horses? Are you playing that? Yeah. Like, on a speak? Like, is there a. You guys got Sonos so over here?
It was too much. I couldn't deal with it. So,
how heavy is a mannequin? I've always wanted to know.
Pardon?
How heavy is a mannequin?
Not that heavy. Not as heavy as a person.
Well, good to know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like carrying a...
Because they don't have souls.
Exactly.
I don't know what that attitude.
Nothing in here.
I'm sure we can get one into one. if my machine works.
There's also just... I had to cut, like, obviously, the, like, torso out of it. So there is just, like, a mannequin ass... in my, like on my balcony right now.
Yeah. I'll take that off your hands.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be fucking that thing in no time.
Yeah, lend him the drill while you're at it.
Lend
him the drill.
Like, what are you going to do with that though? Like the butt?
I don't know. I was thinking like, I don't know, pot plant.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
Like you could many a prank to be
that's what I was
that.
Thinking. Yeah.
So
yeah.
many.
Yeah, for a prank. Don't throw it out. That might come
No, I'm like, I never throw anything out.
Yeah.
See the back of my car.
Just don't keep it under your bed in case you die. Because that'd be like the first, they'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone will think you're a freak.
I think I'd like to do that to detract from like more normal, but like Oh, this is really like the back of my car is just really unorganized. And, like, I'd rather them be like, what's the mannequin ass about? Rather than like, you were living in filth, weren't you?
You need to understand more McDonald's. Yeah. A lot, it would seem.
Yeah. A lot of things shoved in the side doors here, isn't there?
You're preaching to the choir with that. Mm. That's how I know I'm depressed, when it's like I'm seeing three different types. Like, if the Hungry Jack's is next to the Macca's, is next to the fucking Wendy's or whatever, the Donut King. Ugh.
Yeah, they break you like that. Like, there's always four Maccas in a row.
I know. Until you're just mentally in the fourth one. You can't. No one can withstand forever.
No.
It's too hard. I tell myself I'll just go to Betty's. I'll save it for a good one. But then Maccas just gets you. But then I did see my mum today, who I hadn't seen in a month, and she was holding a fillet of fish. So I'm like, well, this didn't come from nowhere.
Yeah, you think your mum passed it on?
I think she might have, yeah. Strange to see someone eating a fillet of fish. Like, I eat them, but in private.
It's a shameful. Yeah, it's a shameful order.
Yeah, but she was just eating it in the street, the sun out, and I was like, fucking put it away.
Yeah, one day it'll go like off menu. Like, you'll be kind of like kooky for getting it. You know, like, it'll be like, man, this guy knows Maccas. He's getting off menu.
Yeah,
fillet of fish.
I went and copped a double fillet of fish with Crookshank on a gig, and we just sat there in silence in the car park, looking at the highway.
Awesome.
It's really one of the happiest moments. We didn't say a word.
Every time I run into Crookshank in the real world, you know, in the outside world other than comedy, he's always carrying like takeaway, but he's very defensive about it.
Yeah, you want to get out in front of
it. It's just like an Uber Eats bag or like a takeaway bag, not a crazy amount, but he goes, this is not just for me. Okay, it's fine if it was.
I imagine you're peering in there.
Yeah, well, I wasn't.
I'm also doing the staples.
Yeah, he is very secretive with what he's eating, John.
It's crazy. Wait, is he? Not really, because he'll be in a green room with a schnitzel.
Why is he walking around with an Uber Eats bag? Is he delivering it?
No. I mean like a takeaway bag. Whatever.
Oh, right.
Like, it's, but he's like, it's not just, I'm having dinner with people. It's me and the missus are wed. I'm like, I promise it's okay. I'm not going to tell anyone.
John.
Yeah.
I was taking another thing once, and he got, we were going back to his house, and he got two, you know, the heart ice cream? Like, I've never seen anyone buy one.
I've had one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. He bought two and ate them both.
Awesome.
Which is like, I wouldn't even ever imagine wanting one in my life, but two is like...
Wait, what kind of ice cream?
So hard ice cream is like, it's just a chocolate on vanilla.
Yeah, but in the shape of a heart.
In the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't think they're out there very, very like much, you know.
Sounds awesome.
They're not awesome. They're like shit. It's just like, sorry Dagan, but it's just like chocolate.
Well, I wasn't fucking sticking up for it. It's like, I was the world.
Like a Maxi one, you shred it and there's like, you know, shit in there. You know, you got like fucking different bits.
It's a whole event.
Yeah. But it's like this, you just eat the chocolate off and then I guess you're just eating vanilla. Who cares?
So do you feel the same way about Magnums? Like,
No, but I would never eat a normal Magnum. I'd eat an Ego.
Okay.
Why would you eat a normal Magnum?
You're acting like I made them.
It's like lunatics that get
kicked off.
Why would you eat normal Tim Tams now that's double coat?
That's true.
Normal Tim Tams are sick.
No, they're shit. Double coat is like double the coat.
Yeah, I realise that, but maybe sometimes you just want a normal Tim Tam.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck, I don't know what the world's coming to, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to fall into that trap. It's like the double coat. I don't trust Tim Tams, like, to begin with. It's like the double coat is like some kind of factory flaw that they've kind of rebranded as.
Tim Tams are, I would say, a pretty colonial symbol.
Yeah. Like, how do we know that it's double?
Mm.
It is double because you try and dunk these regular ones and they're fucked up. Like, I'll only drink tea to have Tim Tams. Like, there's no other reason I would ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was trying to suck the shit through, like, a regular one. It's just melting all over my fucking hands like an idiot. And I got a man as a present because people give you food when you have a baby, as I'm sure you know. And then I was like, who gave me these? These are fucked. Like, it's spring the extra 50 cents for the double coat.
Mm.
So that's what's been going on with me.
Fucking hell.
It's all chocolate fucking espionage.
Fuck, what have I been doing? I just watched Duets, that movie, like
with Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah.
And it's insane.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're kind of...
Is that the one that hit song was from in like the 90s or early 2000s?
Yeah, Cruisin' with Huey Lewis. It's like...
Is he in it?
He's in it. He's like... But they kind of make it like a road movie, and then it's kind of like White Man Can't Jump. Like everyone's like a karaoke hustler. Like everyone's like hustling.
Do you know, I didn't even realize that was from a movie. I as a kid, I was just like, why the fuck did Gwyneth Paltrow release a song?
Her dad directs it, and like her character is like brain dead. Like it's like, what? Is this person retarded? Like the way she talks is like.
She meant actually brain dead. Like she's just laying there the whole movie.
She's in an iron lung, just humming that song.
She got an Oscar.
It's actually a very difficult role to play.
Yeah, I reckon she sucked off Harvey Weinstein for an Oscar. That's what I heard.
Really?
Jerry's got some corner.
Who told you that, Harvey?
Harvey? No, I just heard it. That's what people say. That's a bit of Hollywood gossip for me.
Well, I think it's because people like so offended that she won for Shakespeare in Love, right?
Like, yeah. They're like, Weinstein did this shit.
For sure.
Yeah.
I heard it was like his brother kind of got the news out.
Because what were some movies out there? Yeah, I think like Shawshank, because it was like mental that... I
couldn't remember.
Are you a big movie guy? You're a dance guy, aren't you?
I like movies.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, obviously you've seen movies, but...
Every time movies come on, I'm like, oh, I gotta dance.
No. I hate A24.
You do?
No.
God, I thought, that was... Just going with the bit. That could have been interesting.
No, I love those. I love that artistic bullshit.
Yeah, same.
What's your favorite movie, Aidan?
Big question. Yeah, this should have been asked much before.
I'll answer this. Dunstan Checks In.
Is it Dunstan Checks In?
No, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I like completely forgot about that movie.
Yeah, it's about a monkey.
You're right.
They don't think they have monkeys in movies anymore, right? Like
they're not allowed.
Yeah.
Fucking Peter.
I will tell you about... it might be one of my favorite movies. It's not really, but I do know a lot about the monkey. There's this famous monkey. I forgot her name now, but I used to know it. She was in Night at the Museum. Has anyone ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller?
I can't remember anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah, like Rowan.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson's in it, yeah.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke is in it.
Yeah.
He is. He's old as hell, but he's in it. And there's a little monkey who plays a monkey. And she's great. Apparently, she was the most diva-y on set. Apparently, she's been like very, very hard to work with, not because she's a monkey, because of her personality.
Awesome.
Apparently, there are other monkeys.
She's
that are
a Pisces.
Fine. Yeah. She has bipolar, and she's a monkey. No. Apparently, yeah. Everyone. Some like people are like she's the best. She's the most talented in the biz, and some people are like she is a bitch. Awesome.
Just good.
You know, I heard Weinstein had her suck his dick. Yeah. That's how she got the role.
I also played you that recording. There's a lot of Crookshank talk. Crookshank recorded to those two electricians talking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll send this to Eden. This is one of the greats. These two idiots on a job site talking about how there's a monkey prostitute in Thailand that they shaved. And then, like, guys,
right?
Yeah, well, this is all an absolute lie, but they both just convince each other that it's true. And John just slid the phone over and just was recording them while it was.
That's awesome.
And they go, the craziest thing is, guys would come in, they would request a monkey.
Did they shave her in order to try and make a pass?
I think that's what they shaved all the orangutans except the pussy.
They're insinuating that, the people would just come in, no idea.
As if an orangutan
like in a lineup,
rip
they
you
would
apart.
Not know.
Oh, this just looks like my second wife. I reckon I'll go for a spin.
God, that's it. Reminds me of have you heard that like the theory that mermaids were real comes from dugongs?
Yeah.
Oh no,
and they were like, because it looks
this.
So much like a woman, and they have knees like humans, and it's like,
yeah,
it's just these horny sailors.
Yeah, they were like, that'll do,
dude. Fuck each other.
Yeah,
you'll be fine.
I think they did eventually.
Oh yeah,
they were like.
Yeah, no wonder they were attracted to the dugongs.
But like, the guy next to you's got scurvy, he's missing the leg.
Yeah.
He's still
here. That's what I'm saying. Look at this majestic creature.
Surely it's easier to like makeshift a wig or something and sort of squint than it is to track down
a
manatee,
around.
A dugong.
Yeah. But don't they have like the whole siren song thing? Like dolphins have can mimic, it sounds like, you know, once you're at sea for so long and you're like iron deficient
delirious.
Or whatever, that it sounds like, yeah, jump on in, baby, we're going to have a threesome with you. And these horny dudes are like, I guess, being on the oil rig sucks. Like, I'm going to, oh no. It's like,
imagine
three
being like that,
just tearing you apart.
That horny, and you're out to sea, you're only going to live to 35, you're already 32, and you go into some unexplored land and you're just hoping there's pussy there.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to be. You're going to go to some fucking East Timor abandoned island or some shit.
I don't think East Timor's abandoned.
Oh, it would have been in like the 1300s.
I think they have like people there.
East Timor.
Yeah. I was just trying to think what's like the most. The West Bank, heavily populated.
No, you're thinking of Snake Island.
I am thinking of Snake Island. Skull Island.
Skull Island.
Yeah, where King Kong is. No chicks there.
You could have said any of it.
Sorry.
East Timor was the first. You know they had a coup there.
That's in 1999. I'm talking about when you're like in the 1800s.
I'm talking the 70s here, dog.
Yeah, do you know about like indigenous people?
I've heard enough about it. I do believe in them.
I think there's, in most of these islands I could discover there was like people there.
Yeah, fair enough. There you go.
Yeah.
Not just King Kong. Or Godzilla.
Eden, have you got any mug-offs?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, on the way here, this was absolutely fucking wild. So I was driving, past Broadway Shopping Centre, not on, what is it? Is it still Parramatta Road at that point?
Yeah. I think City Road it's called.
City Road, when it turns into City Road. But like on the actual street that it's from, and then you have to like go, there's like a million pedestrian crossings, and then there's lights that don't mean that you have the right of way. It means people are allowed to walk. It's just they do whatever they want. I was driving, again, very slowly, a lot of cars around. It's not like I was driving crazy at all. And, I'm approaching the pedestrian crossing and, you can't really go until there's really no one because everyone's sort of walking. But there really was no one except the bike, like the Uber Eats bike right next to me who's, he's in the lane with the cars, so we're treating him like a car. All of a sudden does like complete right angle turn, and so then he's like, no, I'm a pedestrian now, and like completely in front of my car. So then I'm halfway across, actually most of the way across the pedestrian crossing, and then he shakes his head like I've almost run him over, and then he goes, but then all the other pedestrians, it looks like I've parked over the pedestrian crossing, and so they're like,
Cardinal sin.
I almost put down the window, and I was like, it made sense in context why I'm here. Yeah.
It's crazy to me that more of those guys don't die.
Yeah.
I think they do, but they just bury them and get another one.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of them, but like statistically you should see some. These guys are nuts.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, it's that gig economy. Like the
Just like guys are just like, I got the bag on, dude. Someone needs their Luxor.
Yeah,
I think it's us, the consumer of the Luxor, because it's like, if that guy's late by 5 seconds, he's probably copping a fucking earful.
Yeah,
like someone's just like, my fucking Luxor, dude. And it's like, I almost died.
Do you know we're all going to be that Uber Eats guy in some capacity soon, I reckon.
Absolutely.
These fucking World Economic Forum cunts get their way. They're like, everyone's going to be eating bugs. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. You're like,
yeah, but I still won't have a bike.
Did you say eating bugs?
Yeah, they want us all to eat bugs.
What kind of bugs?
They're just going to mush them into like protein bars, like Soylent Green.
That's
or whatever.
Fine.
He just watched Snowpiercer again.
I watched Snowpiercer again.
Hell yeah.
You told me it was a documentary.
No, I didn't. That was The Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that is a documentary.
Yeah. I'm okay with eating bugs.
You'll eat them?
Yeah.
Oh, they'd love someone like you over there at the World Economic Forum.
Could you do like Amazing Race or something? Because that's always a challenge.
To eat bugs?
I feel like, yeah, it's always kind of like
a... I genuinely think I would be so good at Amazing Race.
You reckon?
You'll eat bugs?
I'll, whatever.
Yeah.
50 grand at the end?
Yeah.
Easy.
I think it'd be hard. Like, it's like you either have the personality type who hates germs, hates things being messy, or like you just don't. And like,
your plans have changed. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
How much of it is actual running, but it seems like they're always running.
Yeah, that's what I don't want that.
Yeah. Because that looks fucked.
I don't want to run.
Obviously, they're not running the whole time. Like, those cameramen can't keep up forever. Yeah. It's just like, all right, the producer's like, we need a running shot.
So what do you reckon? Then you just chill and eat fucking jelly or something?
No, I mean, you still got to get to fucking Baghdad or whatever.
You have to eat bugs. You can't do that.
Yeah. You got to make it from Afghanistan to the West Bank. You only have 3 days.
Yeah, we needed to travel through the Triangle of Death.
Yeah, or like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. They're always like eating shit like that.
Yeah, like, that's why Fear Factor got cancelled.
Yeah, wasn't it like horse cum?
Yeah, they had to eat horse cum.
Horse cum.
And it was, went on like CBS.
Whose job was that to get the horse cum?
I know, fucking
some
my
lucky
dream,
boy.
My dream job, and I'm never there. Wrong
one of
place,
these
wrong
time. ADs, they were like, come on. It was your idea. You get the horse cum then.
I think we should make Mike do it.
I just got this great new job at Fear Factor.
I'm working at Fear Factor, guys. I'm jacking off the horse, but I'm working at Fear Factor.
Start at the bottom.
Hey, how do you get the job as the horse?
What would be your like fear factor things? Like, do they like know what your fear is and cater to that? I can't remember.
No, it's just blanket.
Well, if they did, like, what do you reckon's the one that you'd?
I don't really like heights. I can deal with them, but I don't.
You're
love
filling
them.
Out the form, just going, I hate cum. Do not make me drink cum. I swear to God.
I just draw a smiley face, winking at the bottom. Hate it.
Crazy. Everyone's like, spiders, heights. And you're like, no cum.
Whatever you do, please.
My one rule. And you guys crossed it.
I don't know.
Oh, rats.
Mean? Yeah. I don't know how much of that shit you could drink either before you just like collapse or throw it up or something.
Excuse me?
Collapse cum. Or throw it up.
I don't know.
You think you'd drink enough cum that you'd collapse before you threw up? Yeah. You can drink enough horse cum that it would shut your body down before you threw up.
Don't you think that's how that would happen?
Like if someone's going to collapse,
getting,
I reckon they're going to throw up.
I'm getting it near my face and gat.
Yeah.
You're drinking enough that your body's like,
do you want to win or not? You said you'd do it.
Flatlining.
If it was like Maccabi Davis cum, I feel like as a proud Australian, I could do it. Like,
yeah.
I could be like,
I'd be drinking mine. The hero. Then Duggan's was the sound of it. It's so crazy. Drink enough horse cum that you collapse before you throw up. That is.
Sounds like a challenge. Snapped Cameron and off.
Fucking
it
off.
Sounds. It does. It doesn't.
Let me get it straight from the source. I think. I think I'll last longer if I get it straight from the source.
I think I've got room for a bit more. I think we can get a little bit more.
Maybe if I suck the horse off directly, I can get a little more in.
Before I fall about to the ground.
I think I'm about to pass out.
I have guts, this guy.
That's true with drinking like alcohol, because I've never like thrown up from drinking.
Really?
But I have passed out from standing.
Really?
From drinking. My body won't reject it.
You'll fall over before you throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. My body won't say like, no, I can't do this anymore. Yeah, my body will be like, put it in the back of the car. Like, it'll just
do it. Yeah, no, the spewing happens after you fall over.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen to me. No, I don't mean fall over. I mean, like,
I've met people like this.
I've like, maybe not pass out from standing. I mean, that happened like half happened once. But I mean, like, only like twice in my life, and I was like 18. But yeah,
my buddy Byron was like that. He could just drink and drink, and he just would not, like, he would never spew.
Yeah,
no matter what. Crazy.
Yeah.
So I quite like the spew.
It makes
like
you feel better.
You a bit and you're like, all
you
right.
You feel better for it the next day.
You feel way better. Like, that's, my hangovers aren't that bad, but like, it means I don't get rid of them.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
There. That feeling's there. It's bad.
Do you spew?
Nah.
Fuck.
Not even with horse cum.
When's the last time you would have spewed from alcohol? Like year 12 formal or something?
I mean heaps. The amount of times you get drunk and be like, oh, I'm going to smoke a little weed. Immediately throw up.
Turn you.
Yeah.
Just start getting real dizzy and throw up.
Yikes.
That was a long time ago in my early 20s, but
that'd get
I used to do that quite a lot.
Yeah, I hear that.
Fuck.
I got one more little story for you, lads.
Please.
I had to go to a skin cancer clinic yesterday and have this fucking thing burned off. Or whatever, check that out.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. And the this guy was like, this Indian guy was going like all over my body with a microfine glass or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he got down near my dick and I was like, I think you need a bigger microphone. I think you need something with a bit more torque than that. Like just, you know, ha ha ha. He didn't laugh. But then I went to go pay for the appointment. I don't know if you run into this in your life. Do you ever like you see someone and they've clearly read that book like How to Win Friends and Influence People or something?
Yeah.
And they keep saying your fucking name like over and over and over.
Yeah.
He did that like 40 times in like a 2-minute transaction. I was just trying to pay and he's like, oh, Jared, what do? You work outside, Jared? Fucking yeah, like that. And like just kind of – it just weirded me out.
It's unnerving, like you're talking to a hypnotist or something.
Yeah, it's like I know what you're doing, dude. And it's like I'm not going to be like, man, do you want to hang out?
Yeah,
like,
you're manipulating me.
Yeah,
in some way.
He must have said my name 50 times in 2 minutes just trying to tap a fucking card on a thing.
I think I'm guilty of it a little bit, but it's because I'm like trying to remember everyone's name.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Not like this. It was just like fucking.
So if I don't think about your name every second, I might lose like a former host from Studio 10, might leave my memory and then that's going to cause.
Important shit.
Yeah, like, you know, shit like that.
I'm definitely guilty of that thing where you introduce yourself and the person goes, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I forgot to like listen.
Yeah.
Like, but I was listening, but I forgot to remember.
Yeah, I was loading up the next thing I was going to say. It's like, that's my problem.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait, do it again, do it again, do it again. And they can, it's so obvious you can hear them. There's no reason why you shouldn't have heard that. But I'm like, it's gone. And
yeah,
now
the circus
I have to figure it out
starts early in the old fucking dome and then.
Mm. I forget people's names all the time.
Yeah.
It's very annoying, but at this point I'm just like, hey, dude.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, good champ is always
brother.
Nice.
Big fella.
Yeah.
Big fella.
Big fella's good.
I remember, I like that you call everyone big fella though.
Just you.
I'm joking. Well, no, but I do remember this, like the trajectory of us becoming friends was like the casual version of like big fella. And then I would say it back to you and it sort of increased in increments to the point where it would look like we were having a physical altercation because it'd be like, it was almost like chest bump, punch each other. Like, it was like, big fella. And I was like, I think this means we're friends now.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I'm only friends with big units.
Yeah.
And I consider you one of those.
Thank you.
And you can take that however you like.
Thank you. The last bit threw that off.
Okay.
I would have assumed you meant it in a nice way until you said the last bit.
I meant it intellectually.
Big,
you got a big fella
big cranium
mind.
Unit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what I meant. Hell yeah. All right. What do you want to do?
You've slipped seamlessly back into podcast.
Today. I know, man. My mind, I get 2 hours sleep. I get woken up. I got to change a nappy.
You never talked about the first poo.
It's it's Morecambe. Whatever. It's like gack. You ever throw gack in the wall and it just sticks?
Yeah.
So that's like, they shit like that for like 24 hours. So you just like, you cannot wipe it off. Like you get it in your fucking hands and shit and you'd be like scrubbing with
Shit
like that. Yeah, so I've just been dealing with that. It's like, he'll just shit and it's like, I can't get this fucking shit off him. And now it's on me.
What are you feeding him? Chickens.
Yeah,
big spices.
Protein powder, trying to get him staunch.
Fillet of fish.
Fillet of fish. No, it's just like this
creatine.
Gross fucking, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's
like disgusting. Gap.
Yeah, a buddy of mine has taken like a Ozempic, but like a substitute.
Really?
Like, I couldn't get Ozempic, so I went, what's like it? It's, you know. And he said it's like wired him. He's like, I am buzzing 24/7. It's like,
but isn't like, doesn't all this weight loss shit always boil down to in a couple of years, they're like, yeah, it was speed.
Yeah, they're all speed.
Right, is that what it is? Because why was it a diabetes medication?
I don't know. It always ends up being speed. They're like diet pills in the 50s, like all these housewives are taking. They're like, yeah, it was just speed.
I'll tell you why, because it's fucking awesome, dog.
Yeah, because you're shaking like this and you lose weight or whatever.
Oh, it's just because you don't need to eat.
That or a parasite.
It does give you a little bit more time in the day.
It's like so good.
Added bonus.
Oh,
to not
makes your brain work better. You're funnier.
I love
way cooler.
Drug advocacy. I mean, oh, well, actually, it's scary with that, though, because there was an Ozempic shortage or whatever because everyone got on it.
Oh, yeah, if you're diabetic.
There's a Vyvanse shortage as well. I mean, I'm in deep trouble.
Man, is there a shortage of Vyvanse?
Yeah, there's only one. Apparently, there's only one place that manufactures it in the world, and they, like, fucked it up, I guess. I can't remember. My psychiatrist was telling me, but there's a Vyvanse shortage, so I could not listen. it's going straight through, brother. Like, I don't know.
So you take it legitimately?
I take 70 milligrams a day prescribed.
Wow, that's a lot. Yeah.
And it's useless anyway.
Really?
I mean, that's from like 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. I reckon I can respond to an email. Maybe.
Yeah.
But if the email doesn't make any sense. I went through until year 11 and then they had a meeting with all of my teachers at the end of year 11 and they were like, we have just realized you have not submitted any work to in any class apart from drama and music, like in any academic class. And somehow no one noticed. And I was like, hell yeah. you've been pranked.
So tell me, what is this HSC looking like? I was like,
who's dumb, me or you?
Yeah.
I would have just went to fucking uni.
I wouldn't be admitting this in front of my parents.
Yeah. I was like, you guys are really bad teachers. No, because I liked school. I'd always be like giving my opinions on the book and they'd be like, Eden, you didn't do the essay. Like, you didn't. Why? And I was like, yeah, I read the book. I just, no, I don't want to.
Wow.
I'm not going to do all this. Come on. And so, yeah, then I went and they were like, oh, yeah.
Do you think maybe your brain's just more wired to music and fucking acting?
For
shit,
sure.
But, so could you just not take it and just do that shit?
I
wonder with this stuff with like.
Yes, but I'm borderline incoherent now. Like I'm worse, I think, than I ever was. Like,
really?
Before I started taking it. Like when I don't take it, everyone else has a good time kind of around me unless I need to be useful at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I do realize, like, my when I stop taking it, I'm like, oh, there's 2/3 of my personality here that are lay dormant.
Really?
Yeah. I'm way worse than this.
Wow.
It's harrowing how much of me there can be.
Because I have friends that take, like, SSRIs and swear by it. And then other people are like, it'll turn you into a school shooter.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I'm on mood stabilizers as well, and they still don't work.
Really?
This is
like
a
boat.
Yeah.
You cannot, all these stabilizers.
Can't get me. Well, everyone was like, oh, those ones, you're not going to be able to cry even if you really need to and you're not going to be able to come. And I was like, I'm going to have a lot of time in the day.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to get a hobby. That's really... And
playing guitar, can't cry, can't come.
Yeah, like
anyways, how's the new podcast going?
it's fine. It's the podcast is good. Medication cannot infiltrate me.
Yeah.
Wow.
In any way. Yeah, not even.
I'll come and cry through any meds. So you don't cry?
No, I can't. I'm saying it didn't work on me.
Oh, you can still cry.
They were like, it'll get you. And I'm like, no, you can't get me.
Yeah.
They did absolutely nothing, I think. And then,
she could still come and cry on these medic. I'm like, God.
Same time.
Oh, my God, it's Jason Bourne.
Oh, silly. But, yeah. Vyvanse, there's no one has it. Like, you go to different, and it's so hard to, like.
I don't know. Check Cameron's house. I'm sure they got a few.
Oh,
mine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. None.
Well, none that you can give away. Don't give them out.
No, I don't. Vyvanse is.
Oh, is that like A+?
Like the slow release stuff.
Yeah.
No one fucking gives them out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It sounds like Oxys or something.
No, it's just like.
They're like big capsules.
Oh, it's so not my world.
Yeah, they won't give me the fast release ones anymore.
Isn't that just Ritalin?
Yeah, or like Dexys.
Yeah.
They won't do that for me anymore because I used to have both because I'd be like, I'm forgetting to take the Vyvanse because I haven't taken the Vyvanse yet, so I can't remember. So it goes, it gets to like 4 p.m. and I'm like, oh, shit, I have to do something.
How am I meant to take my heroin if I don't have heroin to take my heroin?
Exactly. And so then I have like Dexys on me. But I didn't know the importance of them when I was young. I didn't know how much I was going to want them later when life had really gotten to me.
Do you reckon it's tuned you out to them? Like, because the people get to, like, you get, what do you call it? Like,
stronger. Yeah, like tolerance.
Yeah, tolerance, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Probably.
Because I had a mate, we have a mate, who was taking them, like, I think he was on 40 milligrams. A bunch, and then he just had to go to hospital in Melbourne and his heart was just going like crazy.
Really?
And I've heard that story like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, you're supposed to get like, you know, like your blood pressure checked and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like
my ADHD is unmanageable. I used to take, this was at a time when I was like really overworking myself. I was working on a big project, but I was like, you could just be productive all the time. I used to take
what was a big project?
Cleaning your milligrams.
Room? Yeah, a lot of red string on the wall.
Yeah. There was a lot of Uber Eats bags I had to deal with. Okay. I'd take 70 milligram in the morning and then right before I went to bed, I would take 70 milligrams so I could concentrate in my sleep.
On what?
So in my dreams, I'd be organized.
You just dream of being at a desk, just rolling a pencil yeah. back and forth.
I can actually sleep when I take them.
Yeah,
really?
Same.
I can't sleep normally.
Because you can concentrate enough to get to sleep, because otherwise you get distracted on going to bed.
Really?
For me, anyway.
That's wild.
Yeah, I've always got a podcast on or something yeah. to go to sleep. Usually this one, knock me right out.
Yeah, yeah. Like, mate, brother, throw this one on, you'd be down in no time.
No.
Only goofing.
Like, yeah, but then like girlfriends in the past have been like, yeah, I can't do this. This is like too distracting. Like,
oh, really? You've got
like, I do that too, but
like
I think
a true
it's
crime
like a,
podcast.
It's like a soothing thing, but
yeah, it's
I, listen
like white
to,
noise.
I listen to boring podcasts from like boring cunts
yeah,
that
yeah.
I've heard before.
Yeah.
And just puts me out. But if I got if my mind has time to think, then I'll be up till fucking 4 a.m.
Yeah, it can't like, be too interesting. Yeah. It's like people no. like watch like sitcoms and stuff, like reruns.
Familiar
of
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seinfeld I heard's good for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People
for
like
sure.
listen to Seinfeld. I had like a dude that was recommending that to someone.
Yeah.
So I told my therapist that I was like, they're like, oh, I don't know about that. You shouldn't blah blah blah. But it's like if it works. Like, yeah. I just leave it on speaker because I go to bed.
What are the dangers of Seinfeld?
Yeah, who's it, fucking Ross from Friends? Like, I think you should probably watch Friends. Like, let's bump the streams up on that. Yeah. Like, who's your therapist? Yeah. David Schwimmer?
Jennifer yeah. Aniston.
Oh, I wish. But the she does have Jennifer Aniston vibes, actually. She's pretty hot.
Okay.
Save that for the inner brain.
Yeah, you
Jerry.
Said that out loud, unfortunately.
Yeah. But the yeah, she was saying, oh, you know, you should just go to sleep naturally. And it's like, I don't know how like people do it.
No, I've got no idea.
Hey dog, if I could go to sleep naturally, why would I need a therapist?
Yeah. That's yeah. like the first thing that people find hard is
I think
like
I've got a good
surely.
System by now is that because I listen to some boring shit pod on speaker, my partner comes in, she turns it off when she goes
That's
to bed.
Good.
So it's not like because if I listen to like if I sleep in another room or something, it'll wake me up sometimes and I'll be like, have to like disrupt it. Mm. But I get it bored enough to go down and then she sorts it out. So I'm not
to go down sounds like you're a baby.
I am a baby. Yeah, yeah. Everyone knows this.
He's down.
Yep.
Turn the white noise machine on.
Yeah. Baby monitor on in case yeah. it ends up on his back.
Oh, Joe's being swaddled in there. Mate.
He's in turtle position. He's good.
Awesome.
You've got a great podcast, Eden.
Oh yes.
Do you want to plug it for
Nobody
the...
Asked podcast with Eden McGovern and Lockie McIntyre. Cool. It's really good.
Yeah. There really you go. Good. I like that you're looking at both cameras.
Thank
there.
You. Down the barrel.
Anything
good.
Else to plug? You're doing a show in Melbourne?
Oh yes, I'm doing a show. Bebubba Scholar and I are doing a split bill show. It's called Make Women Afraid Again. It's at Catfish. It's from the 10th of April.
I love
April.
That room.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Great been. Philly cheesesteaks.
Good.
Downstairs.
I'm going to have one while I do my set, sitting down.
Do it chilling.
Yeah.
Ready, where are you animals?
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Doing this every, like, in between every joke. Sorry. Sorry. This is really big. Yeah.
10th
of April till the 20th. And then there'll be a Sydney Comedy One.
Cool.
Event. So they want to put me in Manning Bar for Sydney.
The big room?
No. It's like I think it's like 80 seats
in Manning Bar.
Apparently, there's another room.
Oh, I've never been.
It looks cool. Like I think I don't know if it's new or not. It looks like a good room, but I'm like, it's a wasteland.
Yeah,
no foot traffic.
Oh yeah, that's cool,
so man. It might be grim. So you have to come to that. That one's non-negotiable.
Yeah, do her a favor.
That one's in May, but I need you there.
Get your feet down on the ground to go see Eden. She's great. She's really, really funny.
Thank you.
To Dougster, you
got yeah, come check out my Melbourne comedy show, the 13th and 14th, 20th and 21st. We all know it's at 4 p.m. It's a fucking red hot time slot.
Sweet.
Come along.
Check that out. Yazzie?
Nothing at the moment.
Also Sydney on the 4th and 5th of May.
Nice.
Not with awesome. All the Morecambe chat. I'm not going to promote a kid's show that I worked on.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's fine.
You can check me out at Girdler's Cafe in DY, where I've been hanging out, which I just found out is owned by Ryan Girdler.
No way.
Yeah.
Fuck, pretty
it's
cool.
It's called Girdler's Cafe.
Girdler's.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I haven't seen him there yet.
He's a rugby league player, even. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Responsible for the funniest sketch of all time. Did I say a real?
Is he another kidnapper?
Well, it's also funny because I never put it together that it was his cafe, And then, because in my head, it's like, you play for Penrith. You would live in Penrith.
Yeah.
But it's like, he made all that money. Yeah, he probably would move to the Northern Beaches.
I think a lot of them do.
Yeah.
It's like living in Brisbane.
Why would you stay in Penrith if you...
It's too fucking hot in Penrith.
Yeah, Penrith's so hot.
Mm.
If it's 40 here, it's like 48 there. It's like fucking a million degrees. Mm. But yeah, I was like, no, how is that possible? He would be in Penrith. Like, yeah. No, he lives here, dickhead.
Didn't they make a beach there?
Penrith.
Where's the beach? They did. You looked at me like I was crazy. And Duggan, thank you. That was really validating.
Yeah, they did.
I went to a wakeboarding park there once. They just like made a dam with like a rail on it.
This is like a beach thing they made there, but you have to book a ticket to go there. Oof. And they have like a bus. I think there's like you can't ride a bike or anything there. There's only parking. You have to book a parking spot ahead of time. So you can't just spontaneously go to the beach.
Sounds great.
And also there's a bus that leaves at a certain time and you have to book a ticket on that bus.
Yeah, isn't it like an old swamp? They've just kind of like...
I don't know, but apparently it does not look like the drawings.
Yeah, the drawings were like pristine, aqua, and this is like... That's a hole in the ground, sure is.
Yeah. Come on, kids, just fucking get out of here. It's like socks.
But it's like, they're like, just go to Wet n Wild if you're going to go to a fake beach. Don't they have the wave pool?
I think so.
Is Wet n Wild still open?
I think it's open like seasonally. You see it on the highway and shit. Like,
it's not called Wet n Wild anymore, though.
Oh, what's it
Raging
called?
Waters. Raging Waters.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And like the outdoor, like the drive-in cinema, you can still do that?
Dude, that place rips. I go there three times a year.
Okay.
It's fucking awesome. You can get nachos.
Awesome.
It's really good.
Do you reckon they let you have louder food because you're not going to be near people?
I think so. It's like it stinks up your car, so it doesn't
care. That'd be the good thing to be able to open a bag of chips and not do the like...
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, Eric had the funniest take on it, but he went there and watched Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat movie, but he's like... He goes, you haven't seen Mortal Kombat till you've watched it with 48 Lebanese families screaming, oh! every time someone's head gets decapitated. Awesome. Oh, fucking got him, bro.
Yeah, I've been seeing movies with my friend Shaq, and she screams at it. And she loves Denzel. So it's like, I don't think let's go see Equalizer 3. I've never seen the other two. I'll pick it up. And it's like her and like, a group of dudes just like, fucking yeah! he's like in bullet time or something. You know?
So check out Equalizer 3 if you get the chance as well. Go support
them. Yeah, that's what I want to plug.
Yeah, that little indie flick.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for stopping by.
It was awesome. Thanks. Sorry, I'm a bit nuts, but
it's
all right. Got baby brain?
Oh, man. I got no brain.
Baby dick, no brain. That's right.
Thanks so much for coming in, Eve. We'll catch you next week. Love you. Bye.
Turn the mics off.
Turn the mics off.